Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Not holding the elevator door, saying God bless you after only the first sneeze, leaving just a mouthful of juice in the container. Our world is overflowing with savages. Steam PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
In the middle of a heat wave like this, the thermostat never been more important.
It's a lifesaver, truly.
Yeah, absolutely. And we got into a discussion based on one of the articles you talked about for the feed, Breeze, yesterday, that the magic number, according to some experts who we both agree are full of crap, is that 78 degrees is the magic number for the thermostat.
That's a bit aggressive, yeah. Don't you think?
Hot, no. I don't think anyone actually said they keep their temp at that. Maybe if you just are like the coldest person ever, you're just always freezing, maybe then. But that discussion led to a text that we got that I think is a pretty solid Savage or Sensible topic. All right, the text we received, mm-hmm. You can always reach out, by the way, 585-222-9800, call or text into that number. They said, my damn mother-in-law keeps messing with the thermostat every time she comes over. And thus, Savage or Sensible, adjusting someone else's thermostat has been born. If you want to jump in, what are your thoughts? Do you think it's savage or sensible? Do you do this? Have you had this done to you? This is an incredibly savage move. Do not touch another person's thermostat. It's not yours. Don't touch it. No, there's no reason. There's literally no reason. Unless that you ask them. If you ask them, hey, a little warm in here, can I turn this thing down a little bit? And they say yes, then feel free. But if you do not ask permission first to just do it yourself, I mean, you might as well just be going in their wallet and pulling out money. Like, that's the equivalent.
Okay.
Yes.
Like, listen, not everything's about money. So why don't we just start right there?
Almost everything is about money, actually.
I mean, you can live your life like that, or you can make your guests feel comfortable and want them to come back and use your house as a place to entertain and hold guests.
Sure.
If you don't want that, then make people feel very uncomfortable in your house and be like, this is my house, this is my stuff, don't touch my stuff.
You're getting it twisted. As a good house guest, you should probably ask, is everyone comfortable with the temperature? I can adjust it if you like. But that is very different. Then you just on your own, I'm hot, I'm going to turn it down.
Okay. But you can't use the money excuse, because
why?
If that's the route we're going,
yeah. How about
you're going to have to ask for everything. Can I get a glass of water? Because, there's a water bill. Hey, can I use the bathroom? Because flushing the water also does something to the water bill. Can you turn the TV on? You're paying a cable bill as well.
I mean, these are things that normal people would ask if they were a guest in someone's home.
I don't really like operate like that, though.
Yeah,
like, that's
okay.
Not how I was raised.
Okay.
I don't
just go in and just take what you want.
Like, no,
you're a damn Viking. You're just pillaging.
Mi casa su casa. So like, I don't ever want to make someone feel uncomfortable when I'm having them over.
Here's a thing that people will say that will allow that behavior. Make yourself at home. If anyone ever says, make yourself at home, I think that's the blanket statement of, oh, well, if I'm going to make myself at home, then I can, then all the things you just mentioned are fine. But I think to assume that is kind of savage.
I don't know. I mean, like, that's the risk you're taking by having guests over. It is. And like, if you're going to sit there and be like, oh, that's savage, it's like, then don't have friends and don't have family in your house.
Or don't touch other people's things without asking. I don't know. It's not that hard of a concept.
It's a gamble.
It's not. It's not that hard of a concept to think about. It really isn't. Like, would you like someone to go into your bedroom and just start like scurrying through your, like going through your things, looking through your stuff?
You're not going, but there's a big difference between going.
Mi casa, su casa.
There's a big difference between going through your things and just doing basic things around the house. Mm-hmm. Like the things that I mentioned. Those all cost money. And if we're really going to take the money stance.
I thought we weren't going the money route.
If we're going to, but you're taking the money stance of how like it costs more to.
Yeah, that's what.
You're saying if you're going to adjust someone's thermostat, it's like going in and taking their money. I don't really know what fumbling around in their drawers are gonna do from taking money from them.
I'm saying that's just being nosy. It's stepping over
There's
your
no
bounds.
Purpose.
It's stepping over your bounds is what it is. You should not do that. It's not a nice thing as a guest to do.
But there's an end game.
Okay.
Right. There's an end goal.
Okay.
So
why is it so hard to just ask? That's my question.
I mean,
why is it so hard to ask?
You can ask, and that's fine, and it's fine and well, but it doesn't make you savage for not asking.
I think it does, though. It's theirs.
I don't think it does.
It's their control.
I just don't think it does.
All right. We obviously are not seeing eye to eye here. Some texts rolling on through. This texter, savage, even if my AC is set to 68 or 70, they complain and say it's still hot and turn it down. This is apparently happening to a bunch of people. Joe, the cable guy, still wants you to come to his house, by the way, Breeze. You're invited. That's good.
He said, I'm not ever actually invited to his house, so fine.
Never mind. Rescinding the offer.
Yep. I'm actually not invited to his house, but that's okay.
I can't imagine why.
Savage, although when I do house it for my parents, I change the thermostat. Well, of course. Of course. That's another thing. It's like, of course you're going to change someone's thermostat if you're living in it and your house sitting in it. What, are you just not supposed to change it if you're there for a long duration of time? Because it's not yours to change.
Breeze, 222-9800. Guess who's on the phone right now? Joe the Cable Guy!
Oh!
Hey, Breeze, you're not invited to my house.
just to clarify the text. Am I explaining it poorly to her? Like, I don't understand what
no, you're explaining it fine. And the thing that needs to be understood is that she comes over every single day during the work during the week to watch our son.
Joe's outing himself.
Oh, you're blowing in your mother-in-law.
I wasn't sure you wanted that revealed, so I wasn't going to name names. But now that we're here, Joe is the one that texted in saying that his mother.
Oh, you just put yourself in a body bag, Joe. Okay, but Joe, listen.
Let him finish the story.
Okay, fine. Go.
Oh yeah, Breeze. Yeah, you'll have your time. One moment. So she comes over every day of the week to watch our son. We do our very best to accommodate her in every way possible. I even put together a guest bedroom for her. She has her own AC, own fan, everything.
Now,
we do everything we can for her because we're really, really grateful. However, she comes over, and if it's in the morning time, it's a little cold, she won't just, like, adjust the thermostat. She'll shut it off. And then by the time we get home.
So she's saving you money.
Hold on.
Then, by the time we get home, we turn it back on, it's like 80 plus degrees in our house.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah.
And it takes like 6 hours to get the house just to cool down again.
Yeah, that would be maddening. I would lose my mind over that. Absolutely.
And it costs more to have to turn off and on the AC unit than it is just to keep it at the sweet spot temperature you guys were talking about yesterday.
I did talk about that yesterday in the feed. Okay, Joseph. Well, listen to this.
Uh-huh.
She's watching your son, and you do sound very grateful. But, I mean, you aren't really, like, you're not accommodating her in every way unless you want her to just hang out in the bedroom.
Oh, like, the best part is she gets her free cable. I work for a cable company.
Hence Joe the Cable Guy.
Anytime she wants at the house.
Yeah.
Breezy, come on. Listen to me here. Come on.
She's being unreasonable. All right, Joe. Let's see what other people have to say about this one. Thanks for checking in, man. I've got your back on this for sure. 100% savage.
Joe, I hope you swelter this afternoon because your mother-in-law turns off your AC.
What a monster. All right, see you, Joe.
I don't know why this person's yelling at me on the text line saying, Breezy, I thought it wasn't about money. I don't know what they're talking about. So. So all right, that's invalid.
Keep the text coming. Does anyone side with Breezy? Do they think it's sensible to just adjust someone else's thermostat?
That is the risk you take by having guests. No, if you don't want people touching your stuff, be a hermit and don't invite anyone over.
Insane.
And that's the bottom line.
You've lost it. I'm blaming this on you being sleep deprived. I hope this isn't how you normally always feel. All right, 222-9800. Autumn from Middlesex checking in for today's Savage or Sensible. Adjusting someone else's thermostat. What do you think?
I think it is completely savage. I did text in. I have medical issues, so I have to keep it cooler.
Oh.
And if it gets above 80, it can actually induce seizures. And I also have fibromyalgia.
Oh, my goodness. See, so if Breeze just stormed into your place and just changed up the thermostat, it's because she was a little too chilly. It could actually end up seriously affecting you and your health.
She's going to see me flopping around on the ground like a fish.
Yeah. Is that what you want, Breeze? Now, if you would ask first, she would be able to explain that to you. But since you don't ask before you do things.
Well, considering the fact that, Autumn, I hope that your family and friends are very well aware of your medical condition and they know the severity of the situation, I think you're a rare case. I mean, not everyone's going to, you know, have a medical issue if something were to be too cold or too hot. You are a rare case. And I do respect the fact that that's a very important lifestyle trait for you, because it really is like life or death. In a regular scenario here, it's fine. It's fine, and Autumn. It's fine.
And I'm the one that texted saying it's not about money.
Oh, you're the one. So wait, yeah, can we go back to that?
Attach this out. Okay, yeah. Uh-huh.
When Cable Guy Joe was on, and he said that his mother-in-law shuts off the AC, you said, well, she's saving you money.
Oh, you did say that. Touche. Breezy, what would you like to retort?
It was retort to Corey's comment about, you might as well just be going in their wallet and taking their money out.
I mean,
like,
is that
if you're not pumping AC through the house.
Is it a wrong analogy? Just pop into the liquor cabinet there, Breeze. Help yourself. Just take a couple bottles home with you while you're at it.
I mean, also, Joe's mother-in-law is watching the kids scot-free.
Did you hear what he said? She turns on the thermostat, and then when they come home, the house is in the 80s, and it takes 6 hours to cool it down.
You know what's going to be a little more expensive? Shelling out $300 a week for daycare. That'll be great.
Why can we not have
take
both?
Take the good with the bad.
Unbelievable. Can you believe her right now?
Nope.
Not really.
Yeah.
I can't believe anyone either.
Okay. Now,
thank you, everyone.
I wasn't talking to you. Thank you for the call. Have a great
day.
Have a great rest of your day.
You're always talking to me, Corey.
I know. Oh, man. Let's grab this. 222-9800.
Literally your job.
Tom on the phone with us now. Tom Savage or Sensible. Adjusting someone else's thermostat. What do you think, man?
Savage. Definitely savage.
All right.
I only touch my thermostat twice a year. Once in the spring and once in the fall.
There you go. See, that's true. There are some people
What are you talking about? You only touch it twice a year.
To have it to the perfect temperature that Tom likes when it's a little warmer out and when it's a little colder out.
So Tom, if it's freezing out, you're not going to touch it? You're just not going to touch it?
No, I never touch it ever. I have a lockbox on it.
Well,
you have a lock? Do you throw the key in a lake somewhere?
So
what do you do with it?
That's one of my big pet peeves. Don't touch my thermostat.
Wow.
I love that.
My thermostat passion on a Thursday morning.
Tom, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Twice a year? What animal?
Not a bad idea. No, that makes complete sense. Not a bad idea, by the way, for Joe the Cable Guy. Get a lockbox. Just lock it up. Good to go.
You should get a lockbox for your mice situation.
I would love to. What don't you get about the touching it twice a year? I think a lot of people do that. You got like 70 in the summer, 72 in the winter. You're good. 68 in the summer, 72 in the winter. You're good.
We are literally in like a very severe heat advisory right now.
Yeah. Do you get you don't have central air, so I guess you don't like get it. You don't need to like put it down super low to make it work. It'll make the house that temperature.
I know, but I would want it even cooler if it's going to
really?
Be, if the sun's going to be radiating through. I mean, I grew up with central air
for
my whole 25 years of life.
So you need it to be even colder? Well, it is a little.
My parents touch it all the time.
Okay.
Like twice a day, three times a day. What do we? My mom has hot flashes.
What did we learn yesterday from that expert? You're not supposed to put it up and put it down. It's going to cost more money. A few more texts coming through before we get a verdict here. 585-222-9800. Kimberly, so savage, but I'm embarrassed to say I've done it while house cleaning. I returned it to the owner's setting when I left, though. Also, I told them I did it, and it was so hot in that house. Said if someone messed with mine, I'd be furious.
So Kimberly's going with the only savage if it happens to me.
No, she says it. No. She says it's savage, but she's admitting to doing it. And she's embarrassed by it. So that's different.
But she said that she would be mad if someone did it to her.
Right.
So.
But it's the embarrassment. You never have that.
Yeah.
That's the difference. That's the difference.
You're always
very bullish.
Would you look at this text?
Uh-huh. What do you got?
At Breeze, tell me where you're getting $300 a week for daycare. That's cheap.
That's true.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, then I lowballed everyone. $500, $600. Take the good with the bad, people.
It doesn't mean
Would you rather have an MIL touching your thermostat, or would you rather pay showing up millions?
Why do you have to pick? That's my question. Danielle does say, hold on, this is long. Danielle says that there's some sensible aspects to this. Says when I was babysitting a girl's three kids one time and had my three kids with me, she had it at 50 in the winter. I turned it up to about 65 to 70. I was there for a little over 8 hours, turned it back down the next day, and she had a paper over it saying don't touch it when she came back.
Do you think that this is case by case per season? Like, do you think it would be sensible in the winter?
No, it's never sensible just to do it. Ask. It's not hard to ask. That's my point.
Okay, and then this life hack coming in from No Name on the text line at 585-222-9800. If you're cold, get a blanket. If you're hot, chew on an ice cube.
There you go.
Wow, riveting life hacks.
There we go.
Would have never thought of that.
Wow, someone's
eating
bitter.
Ice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner because you refuse to touch your AC unit that you pay for.
Let's go to those.
I'm so rattled.
No. No. I think you're confusing it. So the guests do that, but fine. There we go. Let's go to the poll. 98pxy.com. Can always vote for savage or sensible today. Adjusting someone else's thermostat. Oh boy, one vote. One vote for sensible. Was it you?
Oh, I didn't even vote.
Oh,
so.
No. Oh, you got one person.
Where was that person when we needed them?
95% of the people voting said.
Savagery. Yeah,
don't touch it. Ain't yours.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.